synchronized watches. Defenestrated are the days of this military-grade spy tech. Now that watches have gone from a magician's perverted pockets to daddy's stern, leather-cladded wrist, back into pockets, but now of the proletariat. But no longer do we need to feed, train, and rush to the bathroom clockwork Digimon, which can all be done in the same room, I heard, if you don't mind seeing a sexy Renamon eat her own digital waste. And let me tell ya, this daddy don't. And when she inevitably digivolves into a pile of swirled duties herself, Zaddy will return the favor. But as I was saying, we in the not-so-distant year of 2007 jumped into the future of world clock synchronization at our fingertips through 2G technology. So, if you're from the year 3000 asking me to synchronize watches with you, I'm gonna get scared and assume it's a retro vintage hipster thing, a deviant sex move, an FBI informant ploy, or a weird combination of the three. If only my ACT scores were better, Quantico would have given me that coveted job as an undercover op as a lowly grunt in a Williamsburg BDSM dungeon. But unfortunately, I'm a simple man with an ACT score of 20.
No one says ACT.
And this is Mostly Speaking Sentai. Oh, yes, guys. This is take two of my life. Oh, my God, guys. I was once dead, but now I am forgotten. Because in my previous life, I was a king with unwieldy powers. And when you're that, many people want to kill you. And that's why I live like a low-key life. It's not because the algorithm hates me or just, actually, I mask myself of the algorithm. And it's actually people just hate me. But like me ninnas say, my name is Jame. And let me introduce my queen, and as my mother now introduces her, God, my bride to never be, Nicole.
Hi.
How do you feel with my mom calling you that now?
I hate it.
Well, too bad. That's your name now. You should have put a ring on it. If you could have, if you didn't like it, you should have put a ring on it. Ho, 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 ho.
Nailed it.
Nailed me to the cross, that is. And guys, we have something serious to talk out front, and we need to introduce our guest, who you know her from many episodes of this show and the former podcast, I'll Get There, the wonderful, our good friend, Monse.
Hello.
Monse, how are you before we get into a serious topic?
I'm okay. I'm vibing. Yeah.
Vibin, thriving, and Biden, your time. Not the president, if he is your president. I'm kidding.
USA.
Speaking of the USA and also many places throughout the world that are terrible, as you should know, or I guess I shouldn't say, we've said it before and we'll say it again, and it feels weird that we have to say this, but we are anti-racism. We don't like you if you are a racist. We say, hey, please educate yourself. If you either still haven't changed your mind or you simply don't want to because you love being bigoted, straight up fuck off. But what is going on right now, and it feels weird that with my innocent mind, as some people say, or a very open and forgiving one.
Naive.
Yes, a naivete. I would assume, like, hey, we're in a fandom that is of Asian culture. Just like, there can't be people who are racist against Asians in this community. Just like I would think, hey, man, these white people love rap music these days. They can't be racist. Uh-oh, they're always saying the N-word and really putting emphasis on that in the lyrics. Wow. So we just want to let people out there know, if you're listening to this, you probably like Super Sentai and Asian culture. As much as you love that, please show the same respect to the people who are in that culture, who are, don't be stupid. Don't be a fucking racist. Okay? Even if you're
like this, wouldn't your favorite thing wouldn't exist without them.
Yeah. So give respect and show kindness to these people. And even with jokes, if you're like, hey, I like making these jokes, even if they're in quotes like positive forms of stereotypes and whatever, it's still racist, because then all of a sudden that's
also like, would you tell this joke to the minority that you are quote unquote joking about?
I mean, from what TC has told me, a lot of people do make those jokes because they're white people. Oh, isn't that being racist? No, it's earned. People hating white people.
What do you mean? Okay.
I'm saying, like, TC has in many episodes of What
Says
the Hell Mouth.
Says jokes about white people to white people?
No. White people will say stereotypical jokes about black people to TC, and TC has to be like, oh, wow, guess I got to write them off out of my life.
Yikes.
So, Monse.
I made a discovery. As a brown woman, I made a discovery for their jokes. I used to get them all the time. I don't know why people thought it was like quirky, especially living in Iowa for as long as I was in a coma there. They'd be like, you want to hear a Mexican joke? And like at first, I didn't want to be rude. They're like, sure. But I think somebody caught me in a bad mood one day. And I was just like, no. And they're like, come on, it's funny. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I want to hear. Yeah, like, hey, a Mexican person, let me tell them a joke about themselves. And yeah. I was like, just so you know, like, those aren't funny. Well, we don't like them. Don't fucking do it, because you look stupid.
Like, you can only tell racist jokes. No, you still shouldn't even do it about your own race. It's still bad. It still perpetuates the negativity.
Yeah, because then what ends up happening is people outside of that culture start like, oh, yeah, that is funny.
Yeah.
And then they start.
I think it's okay to say it.
Then
yeah.
It spreads.
Exactly. And I think it just further adds to whatever stereotype is out there for each like ethnic group, I guess you could say. So just don't do it.
The only person I have prejudice towards is myself, because I know that person is a shit heel. So if you want to like self-deprecating jokes, that's fine, guys, to a point. Some people tell that
those
to me.
Fine.
I saw maybe one of you guys posted this. Maybe it seems like a Nicole thing to share. A woman at a job kept hearing sexist jokes and then realized, like, if someone just comes up to you and says a joke about your culture.
Yeah, or just, like, makes you uncomfortable.
Just don't laugh and say, oh, are you continuing? Like, what's the joke? And then they're like, oh, no, it's like this.
Like,
it's funny.
I don't get it.
Yeah, say I don't get it. And as they keep having to explain it to you, they should eventually realize, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
So, hey, guys,
yeah,
put that in your arsenal.
I agree. That's my favorite thing.
And then Megan Beth Keister, check out her album. Just search Megan Keister. She has a perfect line of saying, hey, ladies out there in the crowd, you can use this. Did you know that you don't need to talk to a man just because he is a man? And then goes into a story about like a man saying like, it may be soy milk you're picking up, but it's not organic. And then she just says, I don't need to talk to you. And then walks away.
Such a power move.
As this man looks befuddled and bewildered.
So good.
So yeah, guys, please educate yourself. I don't know. Don't be a fuck boy.
I don't know. And like, if someone calls you out for like something and you're like, oh, fuck, I didn't mean it that way, then just apologize. Say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way. And then, like, don't say or do that thing again, ever. Like, it's fine. We all fuck up in one way or another. Just apologize and don't do it again. Don't sit there and defend yourself of, like, why you said was right. Don't fucking do that. You're wrong. And just apologize.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And, guys, that's our stance. We stand by it, and let's get into the meat of this stuff now. I didn't have like a way to segue or really.
I have a segue. Look at how fucking cute socks is right now.
And speaking of socks, Nicole, you had a comment to ask other people about their cats.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. What do you say? Tweet at us.
Yeah.
If your cat likes to eat uncooked noodles, because both Frank and Socks love uncooked noodles, and it's weird. And I'm like, did just all cats do this, or is it just ours?
Yeah, because
let us know in a 5-star iTunes review.
Yeah, that'd be also great. Socks also has teeth, so he was able to really get at an entire egg noodle.
Steve F, does Garfield eat raw noodles?
Oh my
Not
God.
Raw, uncooked.
Because also,
when they're still crunchy.
Maybe Garfield, does he like a crispy
a
lasagna?
Yeah.
Could you just put uncooked lasagna, slap some, like a, you know when you have a cracker and you put cheese on it meat? It's that, but you put some like cheese and pasta sauce on it, feed it to the cat, and they're like, I feel fancy.
Yeah.
Monse, thoughts?
Can cats eat noodles?
That's also was going to be my question to the public.
I mean, noodles are just flour and egg. So, I mean,
fair.
It's fine.
You're right.
I mean, they probably shouldn't, but it's, I don't think it will harm them.
Flour is wheat, right?
Yeah,
I
sure.
Always, like, I see people on bags.
Then again, cats eat, like, critters and shit.
Yeah, but that's natural. That's paleo.
Fair.
Like, you can eat just straight wheat, but you can't eat flour on paleo.
Right. I don't have a cat, but if you want, I can go ask Courtney if she wants to eat noodles.
Uncooked. Raw.
Uncooked. Raw noodles. I don't think she'll say yes.
This is actually a very good crumb bums. It's it's Frank or Socks, if we decide to put Socks in them. Eating a raw noodle, an uncooked one, and we're like, dude, just wait for us to cook it. And he says, oh, baby, I like it raw. And then just shovel in and start choking on.
Yeah, he just coughs. That's really
like,
funny.
ODB. That's so good.
I got a thing to talk about my week real quick. I started using Mio's again, you know, the little squirt things. To curb my
to flavor your water with energy.
Well, the one's not energy, and then one has caffeine and vitamin B's in it. And I was like, how much caffeine is in here? So I looked and I was like, okay, one squirt is 60 milligrams. So I was like, I don't know if that's a lot.
I feel like that's a lot.
So then I looked it up and there was an hour a couple days ago because I'm trying to not eat sweets, which I've already just lost weight by not eating sweets. I'm in an hour. It was the equivalent of drinking like 4 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
So that might be why my eyes feel bad sometimes, but it's like a clean burn.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Thoughts? Mio?
I've quit caffeine. I think I talked about this before, didn't I?
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe?
I probably did. It's like my like quirky thing. Like, I don't drink caffeine, but it's because my anxiety is so fucking bad.
Yeah.
That I feel like I'm dying. Anyway, I ordered D-Hole, a.k.a. Duncan, a few weeks ago. And I asked for decaf, and they gave me, like, full caffeine. And holy shit, like, I thought my heart was going to explode. And I was like, am I old? Like, holy shit. Yeah, if you quit caffeine, stick to green tea, friends.
Yeah, I kind of had that same experience of I switched to, like, half calf.
Yeah.
And then at work the other day, a coworker was like, hey, you want some coffee? And I was like, yeah. And, like, not thinking about, like, when I did just drink regular coffee, like, the coffee from this place was already, like, super strong for me. So now, like, drinking it now that I, like, my coffee barely has caffeine in it, I didn't even drink, like, a third of it. Like, maybe a quarter of this cup. And I was just, like, shaking and, like, just too much.
Flying.
Yeah.
I feel like anyone who first drinks cold brew also has the same experience of people doing edibles. Where I made my own and I was like, oh my God, this tastes so good. So I just drank a bunch of it just based off from taste. And then I could feel my bones like vibrating. So it's also the same thing with eating too much edibles. You start feeling your bones vibrate.
Yeah.
Monse, yes. I enjoy getting high now.
Ooh, really? Tell me about it.
It's like a weekly ritual for him now.
Wait, do you do it, Nicole, or no?
No, because I got shit to do.
Well, also, because Nicole can, like, switch her brain off, I can't. So if it is, like, my designated...
Wow, rude.
No, that's not rude. That's a compliment.
Sure.
Of you being able to actually relax.
Of me being normal?
Yes.
I mean, I'll like have a drink sometimes to chill out.
I know it's like sacrilegious, but like, I don't care. I'm putting ice cubes in my wine.
And have a rum and coke and watch Alan V. Farrow.
That?
Hell yeah.
That seems like you are depressed.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I was like, this seems fucked up, but I like it.
But... What I can't, like, if I have the designated day off, I'm just pacing around trying to find something to do. So I'll do a little bit of an edible just to, like, get that body high a little bit and then watch something on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I don't fuck with edibles anymore. I ate a brownie. I think I told you guys about this last time. I'm just repeating stories. I had a brownie and I was high for like 20 hours.
Is that when you saw the tiger?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Then maybe you haven't said this.
Yeah, no, it was like the first time I did an edible by myself. And I was like, fuck it. You know, I got the day off. Actually, I was unemployed, so I had like every day off. thanks, unemployment money. So I was like, fuck it. Like, I don't have anything to do. Like, I don't have anybody to hang out with. I'm just going to chill, listen to some Modest Mouse, and like, just fuck it. So then I ate half a brownie and I was like, nothing's happening. It's been an hour and a half. Like, this shit didn't work. So then I was like, that brownie was pretty good, so I'm going to eat the other half. And then before I knew it, I, like, could not move. Like, I was gone.
Oh, my God.
Been there.
Yeah, and then my friend texted me. He was like, what are you up to? And I was like, I'm really fucking high and, like, kind of freaking out. And he was like, do you want me to come get you? And I was like, yep. Like, this is fucking scary. Yeah, and I didn't come down until the next day. I was fucking blazed. Never used the term blazed until today.
To anyone who is going to do edibles and you've eaten some and it has been an hour and a half and you're like, I don't know. Either go for a short walk because you don't want, like, if you can go for a walk with someone else, do that because you don't want to be like out in the city or even the rural areas high. Or just take a shower, because I think that, like, gets your body moving and your metabolism.
Your circulation.
Yeah, so then it, like, goes through you and you're like, whoa. Nicole brought up suppositories. Would you guys ever do a suppository?
No.
Well, we were watching the show. Not like I didn't edit out something that Nicole talked about suppositories. I've always thought, like, well, you could do edibles. Not edibles through your butt, but, like, a pill.
Like boofing?
Like roofing?
I said boofing. B-O-O-F-I-N-G.
Oh, is that what they call it? Boofing?
That's what the kids say these days.
Okay. Because I've, like, if you're doing cocaine, it ends up, like, rotting out your nose in the 80s. Or I guess even now, but it happened a lot back then. Could you, like, would it rot out your butt?
Probably. Yeah.
It depends.
Why wouldn't
on
it?
How sturdy your butt is, I guess.
I'm doing kegels every day.
Then I guess you would survive the coke butt.
Okay, coke butt. Yeah, you have coke dick. Now it's coke butt.
Coke butt.
There's a song by Money Shot. If I can find it, I will put it in here. But it's a song called Coke Dick, and the chorus is just Coke Dick, Coke Dick, Coke Dick, Coke Dick, no dick, no shit, Coke Dick.
Oh my God.
That band's great. I'm surprised they didn't get more popular.
Why do you know that exists?
What?
How do you know that exists? Why do you know that?
The song or the Coke Dick?
The song.
What the fuck is Coke Dick? I want to look it up now.
It's kind of like whiskey dick. Jinx.
Wow. Knowledge. Okay, got it. I think we're very far from what we should be talking about right now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Suppository was related.
Yeah. So today we watch two episodes, Read 'em and Weep, of Time Ranger episodes, Case Files 25 and 26, entitled Broken Trust and Path to Trust. Is that correct, Nicole?
Nope.
All right, what were they? You don't need to keep saying I would like if there's silence.
Countdown of Trust.
Thank you. Oh, but Broken Trust was the first one?
Yes.
It wasn't Broken of Trust?
Yes.
Broken Side.
Oh, yes. Man, I love Broken Side. They were 10 years too early.
They were.
Have you guys ever had your trust broken by someone?
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Every day.
All right.
Myself.
Oh, by yourself. But in these episodes, it's a Tatsuya Yuri arc where they're tit for tat. Tatsuya, in the first episode, during a simulation, they go against plan and they end up simulating being dead. And then they get caught in a mad scientist's other dimension. They fight themselves and they're almost dead, but they break on through to the other side. And then Yuri and Tatsuya have to work together.
Shoot themselves out of a situation.
And they end up succeeding. Time Ranger.
Time Ranger.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Monse, first, what's your thoughts on Time Ranger?
It's good. I definitely lied to you when you were like, have you seen this before? Because I have.
You have been on a Time Ranger?
I think so.
Have I asked you this before? Oh, wait, no, because we asked you what your crime thing would be, right?
Yeah, and I think I said lying.
Yeah, okay, guys. Yep, Monse's, guys, we fucked up. Normally, it's you, the listener, who fucked up. But
now you fucked up.
So we can just get into the episode then.
Let's do it.
Nicole, what's your first note?
Oh, first note, first note, first note, first note, first note. Shockwave.
Elaborate.
That's the suppository. The shockwave thing that Tatsuya is like, I'm not going to use it because we could die.
Also,
and then everyone's mad about it.
As they should be.
Yeah.
They got shot by real machine guns.
Yeah. And then he didn't just say, I was scared. He just gaslit her. And I wrote down like, oh, now I understand what gaslighting means.
It was to the point where if you've seen Alien, they gaslight Ripley into breaking safety protocols, and then gaslighting is the catalyst of this entire movie. And the same thing here, like everyone's saying to her, oh, it's fine, don't be stubborn. No, she has everyone's safety in mind.
Well, no, he was just like, what about you? You have secrets. And it's like, that's not even what we're talking about.
And she does go, yeah, you don't know me. Yeah, because you have so many secrets. She's just proving their point.
Which, like, I thought they all knew about her family, though.
They knew about that, but the secret that she is talking about is that she's not always so confident going into and out of battle. Like, she can't just forget that, oh my God, we could die here.
Yeah, the whole, like, separating work from home bullshit.
You gotta have a work-life balance.
That's such fucking bullshit.
Monse? True. Okay.
Been there. I'm here. Yeah, definitely. It's tough, friends. all I got. I'm working from 9 to 8 today.
9 to 8, like at night?
Yeah. Yep, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Wait. Wait, but...
She's incriminating herself.
I sure am.
Wait, are you on job now?
Yeah.
I'm working.
Oh, my God.
Working 9 to 9.
When did you find out about this?
I can multitask.
Oh, my God.
Find out about what?
Oh,
what,
your schedule.
That's why she's pausing so much.
Oh. I'm just looking at what they're talking about. Some shit's going down. But my schedule, well, no, I volunteered to work early today because we're moving next week. So yesterday I took a half day.
Oh, but
so I was like, I'll work early the rest of the week.
But you recently said you would come on this show at this time.
I know.
Oh,
well,
my God.
I was like, I could take my lunch at that time, or I could just like wing it because we're not bitchy. I'm just, I can multitask.
Okay, okay.
My only task right now is to like check up on truckers to make sure that like they're picking shit up on time. And let's look.
You're in logistics?
I am in logistics.
Hell yeah.
Trucker bitch.
Heck yeah.
I only have two that I have no fucking clue where they are. And then the rest don't pick up until like 4 p.m. So I'm fucking golden.
Maybe they went into the Genbu zone.
Clearly. Obviously.
Clearly, that's what happened.
Guys, what is this building like? They do this simulation, which they only do one simulation and say, we got to pack up. Who allowed them to be in this office building? It is a real building. And how did they pay for this?
It could be like the building that they're already renting from.
Okay.
You know?
Really? Maybe.
And they're like, oh, no one ever uses this office on the weekends. Let's just go in there.
That makes dollars and cents.
The part of that episode reminded me of being at our old job because there was a fake active shooter one day. Were you there for that? Or were you gone by then?
I don't remember this.
Yeah. So the front desk people sucked and they like didn't tell anybody that there was going to be like a drill. So then it turned into this like big thing. It was on the news. We had the fucking SWAT team there. It was a shit show, but everybody was freaking out. And I was like, there's no fucking way. Like, out of all the buildings in downtown, like, why would they come in this shithole? Like, the fucking elevators don't even work. Like, nothing works.
I could think of one floor they would want to go to that people seem to be really, really always angry at that specific company.
Uh-huh.
But they have, like, 6 floors.
No, I'm talking about the floor we were on.
Oh, you're right. No.
Because people...
I don't think enough for an active shooter. Because they were on the bottom floors, so they would have known where we were, you know?
Yeah, because we got social media, like, tweets saying, like, I'm going to go there with a gun. And then we had to get the cops involved.
We had people get up there, like, a bunch of times.
Insane.
It was really fucking scary. But then after all that shit happened, they had, like, a cop that would watch us, like, I think it was, like, for 2 or 3 weeks. Anyway, simulation without any sort of warning. Totally scary. Definitely understand why she freaked out.
Yeah. I think sometimes at school there would be those, like, people just forgot to tell us.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden a fire drill and you think it's real and then the fire department shows up. Sucks.
Yeah, and then you're just like, fuck, I guess I'll do what I gotta do. I mean, what the fuck else can you do, you know?
Did you guys like fire drills at school?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I didn't care either way.
I did in high school because it was like a chance to go meet up with my friends and just talk shit.
Yeah.
Fire drills were so much better than tornado drills because it's just like everyone goes in the hallway and ducks down, and much better than the aforementioned active shooter drills.
Yeah, true.
If I would have been graduating like in 2016, I wouldn't have gone to school. I would have said, this is terrifying.
Yeah, you would have.
No.
You would have. Yeah, you would have.
No. I don't know how there hasn't been more of an uprising by children to say like, hey, this needs to stop. We will threaten to not show up on the count day when you guys get your money, and just every kid do that in all of America. Mall of America.
Yeah.
Mall of America.
Because kids could shut down the country by doing that. They would have America by its balls if they did that. Wow. Holy shit. They should.
Kids, rise up.
James, organize
it. At Marshland Monster on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't think like a almost 30-year-old telling children to say like, I am your leader. That would... People would
organize now. Whoop whoop.
QAnon would immediately. Well, I can't say whoop whoop, then the FBI would be on me because they'd be like, they're a gang.
This is gang activity.
Oh, are they? Shit.
Yeah.
JK, we're not down with the clown. Sorry, FBI.
QAnon would immediately say, like, he's in a child sex ring. Of course he is.
Ew.
It can't be anything else. America loves gun. Only the liberal hate them. And it's like, okay, shut up.
We hate gun.
We do hate gun. Yeah, we own gun, but we do hate it.
We hate gun. We own it.
Just to remind us how much we hate it. It's just there as a reminder.
It's true.
You hate what you know will eventually kill you, you know?
Yeah. That's why I hate myself.
I know. I was going to say.
Well, I was saying.
Too dark. Too far.
We were both saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Because I was saying the gun we own is what will kill me.
But then I just went literal.
But by Nicole.
You sure did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nicole?
No, socks. Socks will murder us one day.
Socks will be cleaning the gun and it will accidentally go off. He'll say, no.
I just imagine him like licking a gun.
It's just going off.
He would just be biting it because he bites everything.
He accidentally bites the hammer and then bites it back into place.
Yeah.
He bites the trigger.
Exactly.
We got to get through these eps, baby.
Do we though?
Yeah, baby.
All right.
There is a line that Yuri says after Tatsuya fucks up. And she's like, oh, you want to know, you think I have secrets? Well, the truth is, I was overestimating you. And whenever people say things like this.
Damn.
TC always says pops into my head. And TC in that situation would have been like, all right, well, I'm just going to see myself out of this third story window right here. Out of the embarrassment you have brought upon me in front of my peers.
Get wrecked.
Shion's having a friggin' blast at cleaning. And it reminded me of, I love cleaning things that give me instant gratification. Like you just swipe it and all of a sudden a green surface becomes white. And
oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Bathtub.
And my dad owned workshops. Like places where they made parts and stuff. And he would have us clean. And it's like, dude, you need to be cleaning so much more than this. And it was like that. I remember in one of the bathrooms, it was like way back into the shop. And they had this like orange grainy soap and it smelled so good. And it would come in like these industrial jugs and we would just squirt a bunch into our hands as kids and like put it all over our arms because it felt good and smelled good.
Like it had like exfoliating beads.
Bodies, and I was like, that got weird.
I'm a little boy in a workshop. No one's there at this time. I'm
a greasy little workshop.
I'm like, oh my God, guys, I could get this done so much quicker if I just lather my entire body in two layers of soap and I just sweep across the floor like I'm in a slip and slide.
Yeah.
My little deedle scraping on the ground.
Okay. Ew. Why do you say deedle every time I'm on?
I say it on every episode.
Oh, you're a sick man.
Okay. All right, my
kids, don't join his cult.
My dick hole was scraping on the ground. Which one's better?
You could just like rebrand you could just make the name of the day that everyone skips school like a cool name. You know, like senior skip day, like make it something fun and they'll, you know.
Like choke the establishment day.
No. No.
Win back our safety day.
Or it could be, is it just called count day?
Yeah.
You could call it
body count day.
We count day.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Or body count day. That's too dark.
Literal, yeah.
Then Ice-T and gang would show up to rallies and sing Cop Killer.
Ooh, hopefully. No, it'd be We Count Day. And be like... you know?
Oh my God, I thought you had a joke when you laughed like that. Oh, normally I do.
No,
it
I laughed because I didn't have one.
All right. We got that. There are, when we see a flashback of Tatsuya as a child.
He's so cute.
Nicole said cute, I thought he looked like a Clockwork Orange, but as child.
Because of that hat.
And like his backpack looked like suspenders, like the straps made it look like that. And he had little shorts on like they have in that movie.
Sure. I've never seen it. I don't know.
Don't watch it. Monte, what's your thoughts on Stanley Kubrick, or as I like to call him, Stanley, you bitch.
Wait, who is that? Refresh my
Stanley
memory.
Stanley Q the bitch.
You bricked, as in I smashed a brick in your dead face, Stanley.
Oh, no.
He is the director of The Shining, Clockwork Orange, Heavy Metal Jacket, Full Metal Jacket, Lolita.
Gotcha. I've only watched Doctor Strangelove, which was very good. And I recently watched The Shining, maybe like a month or two ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also very good.
Mm-hmm, oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Do you not like him?
Oh, yeah. We hate him in this household.
Why?
I mean, I think it's, I don't know. He's like an asshole, but I don't feel hatred.
I do. He conned an entire world into loving him when he's just throwing things at the wall while also being mean to actors.
Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
I've never watched a Clockwork Orange.
Don't.
I'm too edgy. I'm like, no, everyone likes it. I can't.
I don't know why everyone likes it. It's vile.
It's provocative.
Oh my God. I'm a provocateur.
Why do they have turtles?
I don't know.
Is it just because they're like, hey, this monster is shaped like a turtle.
Maybe.
And like no one got it. And they were like, let's just put some turtles on set and maybe the audience will get it. It's such a weird choice.
Also, during that scene of the flashback, Tatsuya as a little kid is happy jokey to devastated sad so quickly. And I feel like everyone in this room can relate.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, how's work going right now, Monse?
So I'm getting yelled at.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah, I fucked something up yesterday. Nice. Give me a sec. Keep going.
Okay. Tatsuya's grandfather is a lot like in Beyblade Tyson's grandfather. And I realized Monse needs to get on talking about Beyblade.
No.
Yes. Because...
I think you're just trying to find another person to be on Beyblade.
Well, no, because whenever we see like this early 2000s, late 90s culture stuff, Monse, for some reason, always pops into my head. And that's what this show is it's talking true. Is Beyblade.
That is my shit.
That's why I wanted you on, even though like you probably made the right decision. Everyone else says it's bad. Los Luchadores was that. It was like, this is the new millennium. Oh, yeah. And it sucks. No.
That was like a Mexican joke to me.
Unfortunately, it wasn't just that. If they found a culture to stereotype, it's kind of like the South Park of children's shows.
Yeah, that show was not good.
Yeah.
In a lot of different ways.
It was pretty racist on many accounts.
Yeah, no thanks. not for me.
When they weren't being racist, it was pretty bonkers, and they should have just stuck with that instead of, I don't know. Los Luchadores, guys, let us know in a 5-star iTunes review. Is it good?
No.
Oh, no. 5-star iTunes review, Nicole.
They leave 5 stars and just say, it's not good.
please preface.
To answer your question.
Please, no, don't. Do not do that. Put in Los Luchadores is not good. Don't just say 5 stars. It's not good.
People fucked up, bro.
Oh, no. You once asked, like, hey, in a 5-star iTunes review, say, like, Deal or No Deal or something weird like that, and that's someone did that?
Yeah, it was something like, is it or isn't it?
Yes, that's it.
And then they just said that, and I was upset, but also laughed really hard.
Why didn't they just shoot their own guns at each other to break another hole in it? They could have done that.
Yeah, that's honestly, that would have been like the first thing I did.
Like after seeing the first gunshots do that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because it was 10 guns shooting at once, and then the like assault beat thing that has the power, two of those have the power of 10. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Guns make me uncomfortable. Like all this gun talk. Especially this week.
There were I was shocked to see. I was like, oh God, they have so many just real guns. We were just opening this episode with that. Okay. And then they all got shot and potentially deaded because we didn't know it was a simulation until afterwards. And I was like, Jesus.
It just started. And then it just ended, too. Like, it started the way it ended.
I think all world is a simulation, okay?
Whoa. Hot take.
Maybe.
Yuri's... So we see a flash forward to see Yuri working as an agent, and her outfit is so cool. It looks like... what's they call it? Not steampunk. Cyberpunk-esque. And it's really cool.
Yeah, it definitely reminded me of Judge Dredd.
Yeah, yes. Then she goes outside and into her car. And the way they do cars right in this instance is Pee-wee jumping into his little screen friend that I can't remember the name of. And then them connecting the dots and it turning into like a drawing of a car. That's what this is. It was so low budget, but I feel like they could have just gotten a real car and made it neon color.
I don't know. I didn't mind it. I mean, yeah, it was bad, but... Like,
same. I thought it was cool.
I feel like it fit the rest of the show, though. Like, it fit the quality of graphics from other stuff we've seen.
Okay.
And it, like, in the design just felt very, like, anime-esque.
They could have even done, like, a miniature of showing us that and then, like, her closing a door and she's in the car to, like, that shot so you don't see the entire car with her.
Wouldn't that be more expensive? I don't know.
Well, to like make a brand new car, like a full car, but if it's just like a 1/12th scale car, I don't know. Screw me, I guess.
Yeah.
You guys are gaslighting me.
You're welcome. I don't remember. I think it was maybe Red Ranger fighting like on water.
Yeah.
And I was like, it would be sort of terrifying to like go underwater wearing one of those helmets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
But then there was this cool move that they did where they got cloned inside this Genbu zone. Is that it?
Sure.
As they're fighting on the water, Red Ranger versus Red Ranger, time red, don't you mean? The clone slaps down, strikes down, and then pushes him down into the water. It was a very nice effect and cool move.
Yeah.
That whole scene was just fucking cool. I didn't expect any of that. And the fact that they had clones, I was like, oh shit, plot twist. And the fact that the clones were better, just intense. That's all I can say.
And then I just got two more notes. One is to show wow, we're in a different world. And to do it on a budget, they just went into an aquarium that's an overhead full submersion tube that you can see fish all around. I'm scared of those. So scared. I don't enjoy being in them. Yeah, because I think I just don't like being underwater. Because Finding Nemo gives me anxiety and scares me.
Oh.
Nicole, any more notes?
Sorry. How do they have scratches on their face when they wear helmets?
Oh, it's one of those, in Matilda, how they go into that suit that's a bunch of spikes.
Yeah.
There's also helmets that do that as well. And that's kind of that's what they have.
That's not practical at all.
Gross.
And that's how they get scratches.
Okay.
But Leapfrog?
Leapfrog. It happened.
And in a very comedic way in one situation.
Yeah, it was actually another instance of being silly and then being sad, so sad, in the same moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Tatsuya was a kid.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Showing everyone can be happy or everyone's truly sad inside. They're just putting on that mask. That mask covered in spikes on the inside.
Fuck your face. Oh, I want to talk about the grandpa.
Yeah.
The grandpa was fucking cool. And his mom and stuff. I think that entire storyline was really cool. The fact that we got to see the fact that dude came from a good family and his mom was nice and his grandpa kind of really challenged him, I think, and pushed him. And it seemed like that frustrated him. How do I say his name?
Tatsuya.
Tatsuya. Yeah. It seemed like it was frustrating because he's like, oh my God, you're still stronger than me. And it's kind of what the fuck? You're an old man. What's happening? But then I don't know. I think that also showed Yuri that he has a reason as to why he kind of brushed off the simulation. It's it was just a simulation because maybe it didn't go as he expected. So then the fact that he was embarrassed and it didn't go as planned, he was wow, we're just kidding. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it wasn't because same. That's totally something I would do. We fucked it up. I meant to do that, right? It's cool, right, guys?
When he's getting beaten up by his grandfather, he should have turned into Time Red and just started, annihilating that old fool.
Oh, my God.
Say, ho-ho.
Fucked up.
Retirement's coming early for you. And then break his spine.
Jesus.
Then he says, I am Bane.
Okay.
Man, Bane could break my back any day of the week.
Okay.
I chihuahua. I don't care if it's the Joel Schumacher, the Christopher Nolan, or Harley Quinn Bane. Anyone can tear me up.
Fuck.
What?
No, I just remembered something.
What?
There's a new Harley Quinn comic book out, and I was going to get the first issue because it looks really fun, and I forgot.
Hey, you just got next week.
It's probably sold out.
Well, have them hold one for you. You got the number to the place you work at.
It's not important.
Say, oh, can you guys please hold one for me? I just want to see how Mr. J is.
Wow. Okay.
I need it. Please.
Sexiest Batman villain, go.
Penguin.
No, I'm going to go Joker.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like it's objectively Poison Ivy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, Harley Quinn. Yeah.
What about Catwoman?
But yeah, then I was going to say Catwoman is also very sexy, but not always.
How would you rather go out?
I don't know.
Being just of old age or like having a real good kiss, then you go out like you're dead. Because with Catwoman, you could grow old. With Poison Ivy, you die. So you die just like super turned on.
That sounds terrible.
What?
I will get old.
Oh, wow. I guess I'm reading to the wrong room.
Sure are. Nicole, what would you do?
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess old age.
What if you're very old and Catwoman has passed away, and then second marriage with Poison Ivy, you go Poison out Ivy. Real turned on?
Sure.
All right.
I think you just like bullied us into an answer.
Are you gaslighting us right now?
It's gaslighting us.
Now, it's Gotham's Poison Ivy, correct? Where?
No.
Yeah, I know. That's so weird. Guys, watch Gotham, all 5 seasons.
Aren't there 6?
No, there's 5.
Oh.
I think Poison. No, Harley Quinn, at least like in the DC's Harley Quinn on HBO Max, I think that's sexiest.
Well, I'm sure that's your opinion.
All right.
I mean, you're wrong.
Nah.
But that's your opinion.
Just think about being so turned on and then getting your brain bashed in by a baseball bat.
Sure.
Well, a man who is a Transformer laughs at you because that's their friend. He's a...
Sure. Yeah. Way to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen that show
they'll
yet.
They'll forget about this and be like, the fuck are he talking about?
Yeah.
That was not a grammar mistake.
No, I'm sticking with Catwoman. I know we're on the next subject, but you're wrong. It's Catwoman.
Okay, we're all wrong. Oh, wait, no, Catwoman is what you guys said first. I don't know, guys. But what if, like, Killer Croc is like, I want to show you the sewers, and while you're down there, you die friggin' horny because Poison Ivy kissed you?
I'm going to move on. So the end of the episode... I think I missed something. The laundress seemed to be celebrating as if what they did was a success. I don't know what they were successful at. I feel like I missed something.
I can explain. Unless Monse, can you?
No.
Okay. So they were always setting a trap for the Time Ranger by attacking all these places. So then eventually the Time Ranger will be like, okay, We're going to go there, and then they can get them in this different zone. But since they attacked all these buildings, they were then able to say, well, we're just going to threaten to attack more buildings. And in order to like get your protection, all these other buildings will pay us to not do that.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Black Fist of the Mafia.
Okay. Makes sense. And then... I think his name is Gien, the golden robot, is like holding a turtle, and then his face turns scary.
Yeah, because
the
turtle like popped it. Out, and he popped out as a turtle as well.
I don't like it. It was scary.
Oh, that's what that was.
I think. Or he's surprised, like, oh, turtles.
No, he wasn't surprised. He's like, I have a evil scheme.
I don't think so.
Yeah, huh?
I took it as a cute thing that happened.
No.
Aliens can be cute, okay?
No.
Cyborg? Oh, my God.
Can I just say that I want to date Don Del Nero?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Give me that money.
Hell yeah.
Also, Del Nero is a play on words on... Dinero.
Probably. Spanish. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Most likely.
That's kind of fucking cool.
Yeah. I thought it might have been like a whale or something.
You're welcome.
I don't know. Google it.
Nicole, Google it. And then finally.
Socks, Google it.
The leapfrog at the end. They're all like having a fun time after Yuri just out of nowhere smacks Tatsuya. I mean, he hugged her and maybe she doesn't like being touched.
It's not out of nowhere. He repeats a thing that she said that she was sad that people didn't say to her when she went home.
Oh, okay. I missed that. I can't see connections.
So she
and
was
stuff.
Like, fuck you. That's a sore spot.
A sore spot on me is where that leg thing happened.
I'm like, same. I fell last week and I fucked up my shin.
Oh.
And oh my God, it hurts so bad. Anyway, continue.
I had a big old like cyst or something and it got way too bad before it popped. And it still hasn't healed after since October. So it's bad.
Oh my God.
But Shion says, hey, let's play leapfrog. You're right, Tatsuya. And like bends down Doman right in front of their lockers. And he jumps on and face plants into the lockers. And then Tatsuya does the same thing. And Doman has to like whip them off from his back and say like, leave. Quit bothering me. You see me under the leapfrog? Don't bother me. Yeah, it was cute.
So I Googled it. It says his name is a pun on the word dinheiro, which means money in Portuguese. The word dinero, which means money in Spanish.
Money.
So it's like,
hell yeah.
So yes.
Monse is correct.
Ding, ding,
what
ding,
do
ding.
I win?
You win the end of this episode.
Yeah,
you get to leave.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm
we're
done
here
with
forever.
Notes. We cannot. I'm streaming with Lil Corey later.
Oh, okay.
Oh, tell him to message me back on Facebook, that little jerk.
All right.
Also, we got to play Mario Kart. You guys got to get Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm. It's 60
yes.
smackaroonies, though.
But, James, it's like the best fucking racing game.
Better than Cartoon Network Racing?
James, we have to play.
I know we do, yes. But I make sick, like, it takes me like 2 weeks to make $60
it's
right now.
It's with the Twitch money.
You said Daddy Biden money, James.
Okay, well, like I said, I make $60 in 2 weeks, but we can't get the Twitch money because you minimum need $100 in your account to extract any money. So guys,
are you
sub.
Serious?
Yeah, subscribe. Give us bits. Do it.
Send this man money so you can watch all of us die in Mario Kart.
Or, hey guys, you have a podcast or music you need mixed? Send the tracks over to me. It'll be like $30 a song. Come on.
Oh, that's a deal.
It is. Some even.
Or just see how much we need to get to 100 and then like be thirsty about it when you stream.
I think it's $12.
So that people will donate.
Oh, come on.
It'd be like, hey,
hell
we
yeah.
only need $12 so that we can play Mario Kart.
Yeah, because if you do music, I started making beats on there that I just upload right away for free and you can use them.
Yeah, I mean, that's unrelated, but sure.
Well, no, I'm saying like, hey, you can, if you want to see me make music, you can go over there. I think I'm going to remix and remake the beat for Peanut Butter Pussy.
Uh-huh.
On the next stream.
Yeah, important.
Yeah, it is. Hey, guys, go over to twitch.tv/mostlyspeakinsentai to watch us do Twitch stuff. It's fun.
Play video games is what he means.
And make music and open up Beyblade cards.
Sure.
We're doing a bunch over there.
Sure.
And, hey, go over to MLMpod.com to find out information about my other podcasts, such as This Movie's Gay, Hit It and Crit It, and What the Hellmouth. And, oh my God, you're on a streak of checking stuff out. Please, this is the best way to support us. If we got 10 more patrons, we'd be able to afford Mario Kart.
Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart.
Go over to patreon.com/MLMpod to sign up today and get exclusive podcasts such as Engage with Nicolas Cage, The Toku Reading Corner, the aforementioned Talking About Beyblade, and The Podcast That Be.
Nice.
And then if you're a $10 patron, you get friggin' shout outs in our show. So starting with giving shout outs, Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, The Waz, Orion, he's a rapper, Defo, Two Grapes, that's our good friend Kayla.
Grunfox.
Duo Grunfox. That's two fox for the price of grun. Then Tyler Wright and Elliot W.
Sunshine.
At Garlic Sunshine on Instagram. I need to double check I made those correct because I did that from memory.
I feel like you're missing one.
Nope, I got them all.
Okay, if you say so.
So guys, if you wanna be someone who won't be forgotten, do the $10. You also get like exclusive streams and watch-alongs.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the Frighteners this month. But that's all I got to plug. Nicole Monse?
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Darling Homebody on social media. Go to darlinghomebody.com for creepy, cute stuff. I'm also on Twitch drawing sexy superhero swaps. Go there to find out what the fuck that means. Patreon.com/darlinghomebody for a cute sticker magnet every month.
Monse, anything to plug?
No, go check out Nicole's cool stuff and buy James Mario Kart so you can listen to us rag on Corey.
Jim!
Yes.
One last announcement, just like we did with Los Luchadores. Next month, we will be starting a bonus episode type deal here in the free feed. So be on the lookout next week for Mostly Speaking SPD. My name's Ben James.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Monse.
And we've been Mostly Speaking Sentai. Bye-bye.
P.
Oh, and that's Power Rangers SPD for those not in the know. Bye.
Oh, shit.
Da-doy.
This has been a Marshland Media production, produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/mlmpod and sign up today.